Research. Thank you to our research committee. The PSPA Research Committee was established in 2020 as a subcommittee reporting to the Board of Trustees, making recommendations to the Board in relation to the research programme. Following three successful years, which has seen the introduction of initiatives such as the Small Research Grant and Research Project Grants, we want to say a huge thank you to all the researchers involved for their commitment and expertise. Sadly, the 3 years does mark a time of change as we say goodbye to Professor Siddharthan Chandran, Dr. Alastair Church, Professor Diane Hanger, and Professor Michelle Hu. Thank you for your continued contribution to PSPA. We also welcome five new members to the committee. Professor Peter Jarrard. Peter Jarrard is a Professor of Neurology, an honorary consultant neurologist at St George's University Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust. Professor Jarrard graduated from the University of Oxford in 1985, proceeding to earn an MD CHB in 1990 from the University of Bristol and a PhD in 1999 from the University of Cambridge. He has worked as a consultant neurologist at the National Hospital for Neurology and Neurosurgery in 2001, then to a similar post at the Royal Free Hospital from 2005 to 2007. He then became a consultant neurologist at Southampton General Hospital in 2007 for 3 years. Professor Jarrard has also been involved in academic roles as a senior lecturer in clinical neuroscience at UCL from 2001 to 2007, then as a reader in neurology at the University of Southampton from 2007 to 2010. Since 2010, Dr. Jarrard has been a reader and then professor in neurology at St. George's University of London. Professor Jarrard directs the Dementia Research Group in the St. George's University of London Neuroscience Research Centre, Molecular and Clinical Sciences Research Institute. His research focuses on the effects of neurodegenerative disorders on spoken and written language. Dr. Victoria Marshall. Dr. Vicky Marshall is a consultant neurologist at the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital in Glasgow. She is lead for the Movement Disorders Service and lead for the Neurology Atypical Parkinsonism Clinic, which was set up in 2021. Mainly being involved in the clinical side, she has had recent involvement in facilitating research studies for those with atypical Parkinsonism. Professor Wendy Noble. Wendy is Professor of Molecular Neurobiology at the University of Exeter. Her work is focused on understanding the molecular mechanisms underlying neurodegenerative diseases, with a particular interest in tau. Wendy graduated with a BSc Honours degree in anatomy from the University of Edinburgh in 1996. Following a spell as a research assistant at the National Heart and Lung Institute, Wendy undertook a PhD at University College London, 1998 to 2001. It was during her first postdoctoral position at the Nathan Klein Institute, New York University, starting in 2001, that Wendy first began to work in dementia research. Wendy's work examines some of the tau changes important for disease development, and this was expanded in an Alzheimer's Society Fellowship at King's College London that Wendy started upon returning to the UK in 2004. This was followed by an MRC New Investigator Award in 2007, after which Wendy was appointed as lecturer at King's College London in 2010, becoming a senior lecturer in 2015, reader in 2018, and professor in 2021. Dr. Maura Malpetti. Dr. Maura Malpetti is the Race Against Dementia Alzheimer's Research UK Fellow in the Department of the Clinical Neurosciences at the University of Cambridge. She originally trained in Italy for a BSc in psychology and an MSc in cognitive neurosciences, where she worked with brain scanning techniques such as positron emission tomography, PET. After obtaining her PhD in clinical neurosciences in Cambridge, she further trained as a visiting researcher at the University of California in San Francisco and the Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich. Her research focuses on the application of brain scans and blood tests to measure early brain changes, like signs of inflammation, that can forecast clinical outcomes in people with PSP, CBD, and frontotemporal dementia. Her work aims to identify clinically relevant biomarkers and targets for early detection, more accurate prognosis, and effective treatments in people living with these conditions. Professor Hugh Morris. Hugh Morris is Professor of Clinical Neuroscience at UCL Queen Square Institute of Neurology and Honorary Consultant Neurologist at the Royal Free Hospital and the National Hospital Queen Square. He was Senior Lecturer and then Professor in Neurology and Neurogenetics at Cardiff University, the Royal Gwent Hospital and the University Hospital of Wales from 2003 to 2013. His clinical and research training took place at the National Hospital, the Mayo Clinic, and the Western Pacific Island of Guam. He began research in PSP and related disorders as a PSPA and MRC Clinical Research Fellow in 1997. His main interests are neurogenetics, movement disorders, and dementia. He is leading a UK-wide research study in PSP and CBD, Prospect MUK, and a UK-wide research project in genetic Parkinson's disease, Parkinson's Families Project. He leads the cohort group of the Global Parkinson's Genetics Programme, GP2.org. He also studies genetic determinants of progression and variation in Parkinson's disorders to help define new treatments.